I just wanted to start by saying I'm in a Democrat's office and you made me put it on top of organic crackers.
Have you ever really considered the benefits of going gluten-free, though, Dallas?
You know, I have not. I have not, non-GMO. But let's be fair, when I walked in, you were in a box of candy bars, so... One of these things is for show. Oh, is this yours?
Yeah, the junk food is sort of on my end.
I got it.
When we would do lunch with Tommy and Jose would have all these like very attractive vegetarian meals, and I'd always joke, and I would just come back from McDonald's or something. So.
The best thing that vegan food has for it is their packaging. Like, their packaging, like, that looks like a delightful snack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you eat it, and it's not. It's not. It's okay. Well, hey, it's TKF United Stadium Talk that rocks. My name is Dallas McLaughlin, and I'm sitting here with Tommy. Tommy and I did this interview over a month ago, quite some time ago, and because climate change isn't real, Tommy, you can't blame the heat for what happened, but I found out I had a microphone that we used that I loved forever, and it was so hot that during the summertime, it literally melted the element within the microphone.
Oh, that's what happened.
That's what happened. I took it to a place and they looked it up. Like, this is melted.
What'd you do? You melted the element.
And yeah, he asked me, like, what'd you do to it? I was like, I just left it in my car for like an afternoon, and that's what did it.
Did you get the engineering lecture? Like, you know, son, when you have equipment like this, you really handle it with care.
You know what's funny is because I have white in my beard, I get the old man lecture where they try to explain it to
you. You ought to know better.
Really softly, you know what I mean? Do you know how email works? And then I have to, you know, tell them no. Anyway, so we are back at it. You've been gracious enough. Do you need to take a pause?
Yeah, it's okay. Can you see what Kara wants? Oh. Jose is in here. He's helping out with the campaign. He's our campaign guy. And yeah, helping out. I'm underpaying him is what I'm doing.
Oh, that's good. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
College credits.
Right.
Tommy is running for District 6 City Council, the district that I grew up in. We had your opponent, Chris Kate, on this podcast quite some time ago. And in fact, the idea was to have a lot of politicians on. And that kind of fell through.
And then you melted the element.
And then I melted the element. But more importantly, it fell through because a lot of them are very, very afraid to take positions on anything. And so it kind of was like one of those things where we had to tell people, this isn't a position podcast. If you want to take one, great. If not, I'm not going to harp it. It's like we're going for ratings on a podcast. But they didn't believe me. So we ran into a lot of issues. But we'll see what happens. So you were gracious enough to come on. You gave me a free T-shirt, which I'll quickly, like I said, I'm going to go out and just give it to somebody for a sandwich. And then
just commit no illegal acts while you're wearing it. Right?
Oh, man, you just gave me a better idea. Tommy and I have known each other for years. We worked in radio together for a very long time at 94.9. And then when you were at 91X, a couple years ago now.
Yeah.
I came in a few times and hung out. And you were nice enough to help me promote. But you have an interesting perspective that a lot of these politicians don't. And so I want to dive into that because it's one thing that we really haven't had a lot about on this series. And you're running for office. You're not in office. So you kind of, I feel like... I think you're a little stronger in your positions because you want people to know who you are and what you stand for. And one of the things I've always known about Tommy is that you are an environmentalist.
Mm-hmm.
You used to host a show called Tree Huggers.
I did.
Tree Huggers, if you couldn't hear that right. All about hugging trees and, you know, being obnoxious and, you know, stop doing that and turn off your... Whatever.
You were about to say finger wagging. I think you were going that way.
Listen, when I say environmentalist, people think vegan crackers. Like, they're like, oh God, I don't want to have to hear about that guy talk about, oh, we should drive Priuses. but this is a point of view I'm interested in because with this stadium in Mission Valley, which this whole series is about.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a stance, we can get to that. But what I want to know from you is when you look at that plot of land, and it's not in your district, so I know there's not a lot that really...
People ask me about it all the time.
Of course, because it's one of the biggest issues there is.
Yeah.
People are convinced that neither of these initiatives are going to go through, and we're going to be left with that land there, just there. When you look at that, what are some concerns you see with that area? And what, if you had your... your environmental hat on, which I assume you have most of the time because it's something you're passionate about, what would you do with that land?
Okay. So it's city land, and the city has a history and is rather notorious in making bad lease deals. And the consequences of those bad lease deals, they fall on the backs of you and I. Well, not you. You don't live in the city anymore.
But. No, no, thank God.
But but those of us who live in the city, you know, we have that. And so if it were up to me and it was just a complete blank slate and I had my environmental hat, what would an environmental hat look like? A pith helmet? Is that what it would look like or something like that?
No, well, that's even better. Only if you had a monocle to go around. Yes, yeah.
I would just like to see the whole area be, you know, utilized as a river park and make it a world-class park that rivals Balboa Park. I think San Diego being the eighth biggest city in the United States, I would love to see something like that where we had a park that rivaled a park that's now 100 years old, that we really demonstrated a commitment to open space, a commitment to our river, our namesake river, and a commitment to really giving the residents in Mission Valley and that area the elbow room for a park along a river. But let's also remember that the reason the MRF was built there back in 66 was because it's a floodplain, because it's along the river. Mm-hmm. So they knew 50 years ago when they were building the stadium that if there was a flood and the water gets up to the 50-yard line, big deal because nobody gets hurt. But more importantly, because it's city property, we're not liable for it. We're not on the hook for it, all right? And it was almost an ideal place to go and put a stadium. Now, unfortunately, I have a lot of crud that sits on the parking lot and that would wash into the river during a flood event, but no one was getting hurt and property wasn't necessarily being damaged. So now we have two considerations before us. It's either Soccer City or SDSU West. One may get more votes than the other. Neither one may wind up passing, too. That's also a possibility. So it's realistic that something is going to wind up being developed there, and it's not a bad idea. The stadium is already there. The Aztecs already play there. So I have no problem with keeping the stadium there. But if you're going to ask where I come down on these two initiatives, I'm opposed to Soccer City, mm-hmm. but I'm not opposed to
it. I didn't ask.
Okay. Well, I'm not opposed
to it. So anyway, I'm just kidding.
This was that is the only time in this campaign I've ever been cut off in mid-answer saying, no, I don't want to hear that.
I don't want to hear your opinions. I just want to, no. So you oppose Soccer City.
Yeah.
But why do you oppose Soccer City?
Well, see, I was telling you that.
I know, but I had a joke and I had to get that out.
Understood.
It's more important than campaigns.
I think a Major League Soccer franchise would be successful in San Diego. I would welcome a Major League Soccer franchise. I think it would do very, very well, but I think it's a mistake to tear down Qualcomm Stadium and then replace it with a stadium for one use only. I think that's really short-sighted. Let's not forget that Soccer City was essentially put together by investment bankers in La Jolla. These are not policy people. They're looking for a way to go and make money on the backs of city taxpayers on city land. That's what they want. It's not about the stadium. It's about everything else that they want to build around the stadium.
Well, and Petco was the same situation.
But we're not talking about Petco right now. We're talking about
the
site of this.
Sure.
And so and on top of that, because it's a ballot measure, it dodges the California Environmental Quality Act. So let me put my pith helmet back on
here. I love it.
So, you know, or basically it's called CEQA. California looks the way it does because we require you to adhere to the California Environmental Quality Act anytime you want to build anything. So giving Soccer City a pass on that because of a loophole in the state constitution that allows developers to put land use measures on the ballot in this manner, allowing you to dodge CEQA, right there, you lost me. Mm-hmm. And so we're not going to move forward with that as far as I'm concerned. But on top of that, I think it is rather short-sighted. Now, with SDSU West, I could be very, very supportive and excited about SDSU West in its best iteration. And if we could expand San Diego State there and we could do it in a meaningful way that was helpful but also respected the river, kept Qualcomm Stadium there, which seems to be the plan right now, so the Aztecs still have a place to play. And if it really is going to be faculty facilities and dorm rooms and classrooms only, and you can guarantee me that you're not going to have a Chargers level of traffic going in and out of there every single day, then that's something that I could be supportive of. But here's the big difference between E, Soccer City, and G, SDSU West. And that is, with Soccer City, the plan that you're going to vote for is the plan. Mm-hmm. That's it. G, SDSU West, essentially enables the opening of a book and discussing how we're going to wind up doing that. And I think that's a slightly more responsible way to go. That's going to wind up giving, frankly, more leverage to council, whereas Soccer City gives more leverage really to the mayor. But, and it's, I would rather leave that site as is until we as a community can decide what's best for that. And anytime someone says, oh, we got to hurry up and get this done, watch out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we got to see a shelf life here. So.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this.
Let me add, propositions and stuff, I mean, that tends to handcuff your legislators. Whether I get elected or not, it prevents, your lawmakers from actually going and creating this. It limits their options. It can limit their options.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you bring up that the Soccer City thing is basically, they're interested in the land around it and they want to, develop the land around it, make some more Rubios or whatever they're going to do. But isn't that the same idea with SDSU? I mean, aren't they also just wanting that land to build things that will benefit in the short run, benefit SDSU?
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I'm still on the fence with SDSU West, because I have not been convinced that what they're talking about is purely scholastic facilities.
Mm-hmm. Not to interrupt you, we've had some representatives from SDSU West on this series, and they have flat out said that it's not just scholastic. They are wanting to address several issues and help affordable housing and help this and create
that's
other
fine.
Things. And
then if they're serious about supporting affordable housing, I am too. We have the best opportunity in this district that I'm running in to do affordable housing and get people actually near job sites, mm-hmm. not putting people in a floodplain and in a quagmire of an area to get out of as far as traffic goes. That's a carrot that they're mm-hmm. putting in front. And I'm very dubious of that. And look, let's go back to the original point here. When you get off the trolley there and the trolley stop is 50 feet above the ground, why is it that way? Because it floods there. It's a floodplain. Mm-hmm. So the amount of earth that you have to move in there just to raise up the elevation by 10, 20, 30 feet, it just seems absurd. And then, the city's on the hook as far as the liability goes. We have the oil plumes that are apparently beneath the stadium. That's a potential Superfund issue. So, we could be really opening up a terrible Pandora's box by doing this too quickly.
So, if we do have... Pardon me. So when you keep talking about a floodplain, I mean, is that in your mind, do you think that's kind of an eventuality that something not catastrophic might be too strong of a word, but you know what I mean? Some kind of major weather event could happen and push that area into some kind of a issue that might not be able to turn around from.
Yeah, it already has. I mean, the reason we've never had damage there is because there is nothing there other than the stadium. Mm-hmm. The parking lot goes underwater. Nobody gets hurt. Some gravel gets rearranged. But let's consider some of those motels on the west end of Mission Valley, and the river narrows down considerably there, in part because we got a major freeway going through there. And so then when the water starts going and the water raises and it goes much more quickly, then people die in these things. Mm-hmm. They die in flash floods. And so if you are actively putting development in that area, even by Qualcomm Stadium, you are putting people in harm's way. And I don't care how much land you're adding on to that. I think it'd be very easy to go any road fill like that very, very quickly. And I actually saw an SDSU West proposal, and the gentleman said to me, we got the hydrology figured out. Boy, when someone tells you, they had that figured out in Johnstown too, I think. So yeah. People tell you that, I'd press pause.
Yeah, well, I know all about roads being eroded away. I mean, just look at Balboa Avenue. Hello, anyway. Talk about my mom. I'm still living over there, bro. It's interesting to me because if people want to, and again, this is where I would lean on your expertise in this situation. Mm-hmm. It would seem to me that if people want to build on that land, build more and more and put more and more, isn't that just going to do worse to the land in general? I mean, isn't that going to weigh down the situation? Because aren't we already dealing with stuff sinking in that area already?
I'm not so sure about material sinking, but again, it goes back to the wisdom of building the MRF there in the 60s. It's like, this is the best use for this land. It's city land. The city's making money off of it. We have entertainment there. It's a parking lot. I would like to see more of that, like I said, turned into a river park. Both proposals have made a river park part of their, a component of their proposal. I think that's great. But I think I'd like to have as much of the river park as possible. But if it's a matter of, and let's not forget, let me shift gears on this. Let me take off the pith helmet and put on the football helmet. Because my feeling is eventually the NFL will be coming back to San Diego. We are the eighth biggest city in the United States. You and I know this is the 17th biggest media market in the United States. We're the second biggest city in Southern California. This is a major media market. If a Major League Soccer franchise is going to do well here, then clearly an NFL franchise is going to do well here. Now, whatever you might think of the NFL, you think it's awful, it's violent, the people do terrible things, there's broken bones and concussions, you won't get any arguments from me. But the reality is that the NFL may come back here, as the NFL typically winds up in large cities and large markets anyways. Wouldn't it be nice to have a team come on board that we can work with that can actually go and redo that stadium and do that for us or in conjunction with us? And so we have a deal that benefits San Diego taxpayers. And I think that's one option that may be several years down the line, but at least with SDSU West, you may have some latitude to go and do that.
If you're looking at, again, and I hate to press environmental on you so much, but if you're looking at this environmentally, if you could have your pick almost of a spot in San Diego County or even the city where you might want to build a new stadium, where do you think that would most benefit people? I know that's a big question, so you don't have to jump on it. But
Let me just say that, let's work with what we have, because also as an environmentalist, the greenest building is the one that's already there. So I don't want the Aztecs to have to go play someplace else. I mean, if SDSU wouldn't want to move to Mission Valley if they had room to go build a stadium up there in the college area in the first place. So, I have no problem, like I said, adding some sort of collegiate facilities around there. But to the extent that SDSU West was calling for, I'm dubious on that. But environmentally, where else would we put a large stadium? Well, that's a good question. Look, we have one there. Mm-hmm. It's not very sexy, but guess what? It's ours. And other than owing some money on it from some 90s bond measures, we're actually in a good position to go and leverage that if we did have an NFL franchise ever come back here. Or we could have the stadium modified so that it could accommodate both Major League Soccer and the NFL. And you can still have your monster truck shows there, and Metallica can play.
Dude, I mean, those are the two biggest things for me. My Gravedigger shirt and my Metallica concert.
Right.
They
never play Unforgiven until the encore, man.
When you're looking at it, I mean, the big thing with these measures is that people, like I said, when we even started this, was no one thinks anything will pass and we're going to be left with this stadium sitting there for another election cycle and blah, 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 blah. You are trying to get into city council. You're trying to make your way into that council. Why is it, do you think, that nothing gets done? Because that is the consensus, I mean, I think for most voters, and I'm sure you hear it a ton out on the trail, that nothing gets done in City Hall here in San Diego. Why do you think that is, and what do you hope to change about that if you can?
Special interests play a great deal to do with that. Look at my opponent. Look at who he answers to. Look at who he takes money from. And that dictates how things occur or don't occur. The mayor came out in support of community choice energy. That is a real sea change from where the mayor was several years ago. My opponent is still clinging to this idea that, well, I don't want government in charge of your energy, which has nothing to do with what it actually is. Why is he taking that position? Because he gets a lot of money from San Diego Gas and Electric. Mm-hmm. We have a problem at Montgomery Field right now where airplanes are dropping lead over our neighborhoods every time a plane takes off because they still use avgas. Why isn't my opponent doing anything about that? Why aren't we doing what the city of San Carlos up in the Bay Area did, not our San Carlos, their San Carlos, and actually ban that kind of fuel at a municipal airport? We're the eighth biggest city in the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. Don't we have our big boy pants on? So why don't we do this? Well, because my opponent winds up taking a great deal of money from the flight schools there. He even had his State of the District speech at one of the flight schools at Montgomery Field. So when you see this, and it's just so obvious and so blatant, it's just like, well, no wonder we can't get results that are helpful. I'm concerned about delivering good government to my neighbors in our communities in Claremont, in Mira Mesa, in Kearny Mesa, Sereno Valley, and PQ for the lowest cost possible and leaving people alone. And so when you see all these downtown schemes and they benefit the downtown developer crowd, this doesn't benefit your mom who lives in Claremont. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking out for her. I'm not looking out for the folks downtown. And it's also about, we need to get a paradigm shift underway. I mean, this district, District 6, we are the economic center of the city. We have Sereno Valley. We have Mira Mesa. This is the economic center. People come to that part of town to go to and from work. It's not downtown anymore, not what it used to be. But downtown needs to realize that.
But if you want some bacon-wrapped Brussels sprouts, you're going to go downtown. You know what I mean?
Hey, we got, what's that grocery store in Mira Mesa? We've got bacon-wrapped Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I don't know what it is. I don't go to Mira Mesa.
What is it?
Sorry.
What is it?
Zion Market.
No, not Zion Market. Well, sure, Zion Market.
That's Barron's? Jimbo's? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I love Jimbo's.
Well, naturally. Thank you. Special interest. Tommy supports Jimbo's.
Where'd that come from?
Special interest. You're going to become a city councilman. There's Jimbo's pop up everywhere.
Look at this. Hal buying into the special interests. Aisle 4.
Well, you know, I appreciate your time, and you know, the host of the Kept Faith podcast, Nick McCann, his dad lives in Tirasana. He has a sign of you and of your face in his yard.
He does.
I don't know if it's, he has this, I was told to tell you that.
That's great.
But then also my mom lives in Claremont and she votes Republican down the line, so maybe it evens out. I don't know how it's going to go for you.
Republicans love us, Dallas.
I try to listen. I don't live here anymore. I can't take a position. I do take free T-shirts though. I follow my money. Yeah, man. I really appreciate your time and thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah. No, it's great seeing you and welcome back. It sounds like you had a wonderful trip when you were off for the summer.
Yeah, dude, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I leave and then I don't know when I come back.
And seriously, if your mother has any questions or she'd like some illumination, she can go to my website, which is votetommy2018.com.
Yeah, sorry, we're not recording anymore.
Oh, we're not?
I'm just kidding.
Oh. Look at this. Fake. Hey, Tommy. Oh, hey, your best. Zipper's down, buddy.
Oh, that's the best.
It's votetommy2018.com, and Dallas's mom can reach me at 619-805-6365, and we can tell her all about how we're going to rebuild our roads in District 6 because it needs to happen, and it's overdue.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Thanks, dude.
All right, thanks, Dallas.